Philadelphia prisons spend a lot of time and money treating inmate addictions. But the family of one heroin user who died just hours after going to jail last fall says the criminal justice system falls short when it comes to treating inmates struggling with withdrawal. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports.
Just hours after police took Ed Zaleski to a Philadelphia prison on Halloween for shoplifting, guards found him dead in his cell. Officials haven't told his family much about his death because they're still investigating and autopsy results aren't complete yet. But Ed's former girlfriend, Holly, says she learned from the medical examiner's office that Ed had told prison intake staff he'd done 4 bags of heroin and was suffering symptoms of withdrawal. Yet Holly believes guards didn't get him needed medical care or put him under observation. So she has hired an attorney to investigate and sue.
He must have been pretty acutely ill to die in 4 hours. Can't ignore that. Can't just not see that. Someone who is that acutely ill who's going to die within 4 hours.
Holly is the mother of Zaleski's 2 teenage boys. She asked that her last name be withheld to protect her sons. She works as a physician's assistant, specializing in internal medicine and addiction, so she knows the symptoms of withdrawal are hard to ignore. She says that Zaleski, despite his drug dependence, was an otherwise healthy man.
There was no reason for Ed, you know, who had no chronic medical conditions, who took no medication, who had no heart disease or vascular disease or anything, would just die in prison after he'd been in prison enough to know the ropes. And he was a very intelligent, articulate guy who could speak up for himself if he needed assistance, which I understand that he did, why he would just be dead within hours of entering the jail.
Dr. Jody Rich is an addictions and prison health expert based in Rhode Island. He agrees that withdrawal symptoms are tough to miss.
It's really unpleasant. I mean, imagine the worst flu you ever had, and then imagine the worst stomach bug you ever had with, you know, nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, and add those two together and multiply it by between 100 and 1,000, and that's starting to get at what you feel like. I mean, you literally feel like you're dying.
A prison spokeswoman says anyone who goes to jail in Philadelphia typically starts the screening process within 4 to 8 hours of their arrival. She couldn't say where Zaleski was in that process when he died, nor exactly how long he'd been there. Bruce Herdman is the medical operations chief for Philly's 6 prisons.
We do a lot to try to initiate care as early as possible, based not only on what the inmates tell us, but based on what their history has been here and what we can learn from the pharmacy records.
Herdman says most people in city prisons have struggled with addiction.
This year we'll have about 28,000 admissions, and 75% or more of those people suffer from substance use disorders.
He says the system has a number of things underway to help inmates control addiction in and out of prison. They put 8,000 inmates a year on detoxification treatment. They send those with a history of addiction home with the overdose-reversing drug Narcan. They air announcements every day about how to recognize when someone is overdosing. And they're participating in a federal study on whether relapse-fighting drugs are more effective if inmates receive them when they're discharged or earlier. Jody Rich says such strategies are definitely needed. But more broadly, he says, jail shouldn't necessarily be the fate for people who commit crimes when their underlying problem is addiction.
Why are you locking up all these people with addiction? So the thinking goes, you do the crime, you do, do the time, and that's the end of the thinking. It's not a matter of like, okay, what was the crime? What was the cause of the crime? What do we want to happen? We don't want that crime to happen, so how can we prevent that crime?
In a country where more than 2 million people are in jail, Holly agrees it's a worthy conversation, but it's not one with any quick answers. In the meantime, she hopes her fight for justice for Zaleski will spare other families the heartache she has endured.
They need to be held accountable for allowing someone who has an addiction to die in a heartless way in their prison. It shouldn't happen. This is how we treat other human beings? It's unimaginable. They have to be accountable for it, and it has to be changed.
Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.